This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Turn it up. Without it, your skin's like... Terrible. Again with... Nice. Without it... Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a foul.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
If you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top. Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. The Mercedes-Benz Metris is the only available mid-size commercial van. With a 2,500 two-pound payload and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. For a limited time, get $1,500 in special launch savings on a 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for a purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on a purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com for full offer details. Offer ends March 31st, 2016.
Minutes of Cougar basketball are in the books.
Go right to the rim! He beat his man to the 10 for 2!
You're tuned to Cougar Halftime Live. Now, to break down the first half of action, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wald.
What a half for Nick Emery and the rest of the BYU Cougars. They lead 51-30 at the break over UAB. We want to hear from you. You can text me 57500. Tweet me at KSL Cleon for your thoughts here on Cougar Halftime Live. We'll also get you some scores from around the NIT and NCAA. But we need a first half recap first from Greg and Mark in the Marriott Center. Guys.
Cleon, thank you. What a half for BYU. 51-point half, and the Cougars lead by 21 at 51-30. BYU shoots 57% from the field, 44 from three, 67 at the stripe. The Blazers go 36, 39, 75, respectively. BYU plus 9 on the boards, 23-14, doubling up the Blazers on the offensive end, 6-3 on the offensive glass, and 10-2 in second chance points. BYU with 17 assists on 21 makes. UAB with 9 assists on 11 makes. 9 assists, 7 turnovers for UAB. 17 assists, 6 turnovers for BYU. The Cougars led by Nick Emery, 17 points in the first half. Emery 7 for 10, 3 of 5 from 3, 11 points for Fisher. Both those guys hit 3 threes in half number 1. BYU 7 of 16 from the arc. 7 points for Davis, 6s for Collinsworth and Kafusi, 2s for Celius and Austin. Collinsworth with 6 rebounds to go with his 6 points, and he's already at 9 assists in half number 1. UAB with 7 from Lee, 6s from Norton and Coakley, 4 from Williams, 3 from Baxter, 2s for Sullivan and Brown. BYU's up 51-30 at the break. BYU plus 18 in the paint against a long and athletic team, plus 5 off of turnovers, plus 8 on second chance, plus 8 on fast break, minus 2 on the bench, just one tie, and BYU's large lead is the lead it has right now at halftime, 21 at 51-30.
Well, I know you and I were concerned about UAB and what they brought to the table, and I just think coming here, the long travel and then this intimidating environment, and then, you know, UAB's played a lot of kind of mediocre teams, and so when you do play a good team, sometimes that can be a shock to your system, and then all of that combined, BYU, I mean, this is a quintessential BYU game. You got Kyle Collinsworth doing his triple-double thing with Emery and Fisher knocking down threes, and then you throw in your big men. Davis with 7, Kafusi with 6, Austin got a dunk. I mean, that's the perfect storm for BYU, and they are overwhelming UAB, which was a real surprise because, again, this is a good UAB team, and BYU is making them look very average.
Season high in the half of assists of 17 for BYU has the Cougars up 21, 51-30. Cougars lead the Blazers first half, first round of the NIT. Now for Cougar Halftime Live, Cleon Wall. Cleon, back to you.
And we're hearing from fans, Greg. They're texting and tweeting me right now. Someone texted in, my first half thoughts are that my daughter's choir concert's going way, way too long. That's Alan in Alpine. Thanks for texting in, Alan. By the way, the Cougars up 51-30. A couple other people texting in, I love this hot shooting team. Go Cougs. Someone else, great work. Nice to be way ahead for a change. And someone else texting in, a good old-fashioned Cougar beatdown. I tweeted out a little bit earlier. It's amazing what happens when BYU makes a couple of early baskets and gets into a rhythm or a flow. And probably one of the best things to happen tonight was that Kyle Davis hit his first two baskets, a two and a three, gave him 5 points. He only has 7 points at the half, but he's 3 for 4 from the field. That's got to give him a lot of confidence, and it's giving the rest of the team a lot of confidence too. Nick Emery has been really good. He has 17 points at the half. He should have 19. He missed a wide open layup because he was tired at one point. That's not a complaint. That's just how well he's playing. He's 7 for 10 from the field right now. Chase Fisher is also playing amazing. You could look at his 3 for 7 from three-point line. That's nice. 11 points, nice. I've been more impressed with the assists in this game from Chase. He has dished out a couple of nice assists. He has 4 assists in this game. Kyle Collinsworth, 9 assists. And let me tell you, the second dunk by Kyle Collinsworth, the first one, was so impressive. That alley-oop from Nick Emery to Kyle Collinsworth was awesome to see and awesome to hear Greg call it here on the IMG Sports Network. It was awesome. But I will have to say on the second one, the great part about that one is they know Kyle likes to pass the ball. And there was a three-point shooter out in the corner. And there were two guys watching Kyle come up the floor. The first guy looked at Kyle and then peeled off to the three-point shooter, thinking the guy in back of him would pick him up. The guy in back of him also thought he'd pass it out to the three-point shooter. And Kyle went all the way to the basket for a slam dunk. A tweet by Steve Williams, almost perfect. Will they have the gas and desire to push it the second half? Can't wait to see. They're usually a pretty good second-half team, so we will have to wait and see how they do. Again, BYU up 51-30 at the break. We're going to take a break here on Cougar Halftime Live. We'll have scores coming up after this and more of your tweets and texts coming up next on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Last year, AutoZone sold millions of batteries. Millions. You might say, we're America's battery headquarters. From cars, trucks, and vans to boats and RVs, if it's got a battery, we've got you covered. And we'll test your current one for free to let you know if it's working properly or not. Hoods up, America.
When it's time for a new battery, get a ruggedly dependable Duralast, proven tough in even the most extreme conditions.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store, and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks head, scores! And one!
You're tuned to the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, Greg Rubel here. And like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
No matter where you are in life, you want to make the most of your money. That's why Zions Bank offers their amazing Visa credit cards. Whether you're looking for a low rate on transferred or carried balances, cash back on purchases, or rewards that let you redeem your points on any Visa purchase, the Zions Bank amazing credit cards are built to fit your lifestyle, all backed by a local bank you already know. For special offers on amazing Visa credit cards, visit zionsbank.com/amazing or stop by your local Zions Bank. Member FDIC.
This is Cougar Halftime Live,
breaking down all the first half action.
For more, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
BYU up 51-30. Someone text says, is BYU's defense good or is UAB just missing shots? It's a little of both. BYU's actually playing pretty good on defense, and they got a couple of shot clock violations, or very close to shot clock violations, on UAB early. They're now having to hurry up their shot a little bit more now that BYU has a double-digit lead. Someone else texting, hey, Cleon, listening from the Dominican Republic. Good to hear English again. And a tweet really quickly we want to get to you. At Glenn Thaxton tweets me, what a great game. Couldn't go, but my wife and kids are there. I love listening to you all. BYU again, 51-30. It's now time for the tournament summary sponsored by AutoZone. When you get the right part or helpful advice you need, it's help you get in your zone. So stop into AutoZone the next time you or your car need a little something and let them help you get in the zone. AutoZone. Let's get you some scores from around the NIT. The only other game that was going on just a few minutes ago has now gone final. Georgia Tech beats Houston 81-62. That game played in Atlanta. Big upset of the night. 8-seeded Wagner beats 1-seed St. Bonaventure 79-75. So if BYU wins tonight, they are now going to be the highest seed in their region. Wagner's going to go on and they're going to play Creighton coming up soon, since Creighton won last night. 3rd-seeded Georgia beat 6th-seeded Belmont 93-84. 1st-seeded Monmouth beats Bucknell 90-80. 3rd-seed Virginia Tech beats Princeton tonight 86-81 in overtime. And that is the team that BYU could possibly face in the next round. That is if BYU holds on to win tonight. And 4th-seeded George Washington beats Hofstra 82-80. A couple of NCAA tournament games. Holy Cross beats Southern 59-55. And Tulsa is trailing Michigan with 8 minutes left to go in the game, 49-45. That's going to do it for Cougar Halftime Live. We've got second half action coming up next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.